Hi, Allison. It's Mike Zarenko with U.S. Steel. Hey, I'm calling to give you a little update on what's going on here at Clairton. We've been working and have number one control room restarted. We are not flaring on the batteries anymore. To that situation by about 4:05, 4:10, somewhere around there, 4 o'clock. But we're not flaring on the batteries. We do have 4 more AXE compressors to get on in number one control room. They run on a total of 10. We have 6 of the 10 online, and it's a process. You have to get one started up, make sure that everything is okay with that machine, all the lube oil levels, everything that makes that machine run without issue. You have to make sure that it is correct and stays correct until you move on to the next one. So they got 4 more to go. Then when they're done with that, they move to number 2 control room, and they'll have several axes to start up in number 2 control room. And once they get gas processing through number 2 control room, then they'll be able to move over to number 5 control room, which is the desulfurization process. And that's when they'll start up the Klaus plant and the Scott plant and begin to actually desulfurize the slipstream from the small stream with the higher sulfur gas. Once number 2 control room is back online, the under fire gas will be really clean, and there will just be that small slipstream that needs to go through number 5 control room. It's probably going to be late tonight before they get everything back, if not tomorrow morning, but I just came back from number 1 control room to call you, and I can tell you there are guys all over the place. It's all hands on deck, and we're going to work around the clock. But give me a call. I'm sure you'll have questions. Give me a call when you get a chance. If not, I'll try to give you an update once we've got number 1 completely back or start on to number 2. So I will talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.